Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Freeberg is with us. Things are moving fast in St. Paul. Jury selection starting today. The three former officers indicted on civil rights charges in connection to the killing of George Floyd. Joe, as always, I have a number of questions for you in this. Can I start with this one? Are you here in town? And if the answer is yes, why?
The reason is, frankly, it's because I had my gallbladder taken out yesterday.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. Should I have answered that question honestly or not?
How are you doing?
All right. It's okay. I don't miss it.
Did you have a good relationship with your gallbladder?
We got along for a lot of years, and then it decided to start giving me problems. So our relationship really broke down.
Are you in the hospital? Are you home? Where are you?
No. They don't. Whatever they do to you, they don't keep you in the hospital anymore. They send you right home.
Man, this is commitment to the show. I appreciate this. Fresh off. Did they give you some good drugs to help out with the pain?
Well, when I agreed yesterday to come on the show, I was completely stoned. And I thought it was yesterday, and I couldn't imagine why you didn't call me. So that gives you the answer.
Dan, next time we find out Joe is on the medication, let's get him on right away.
Absolutely, immediately.
That's not hesitate. All right, well, only the best to you. So let's talk about this trial. So let's just talk the legal standard, Joe. Explain what will need to be proven to find King, Lane, and Tao guilty of violating George Floyd's civil rights.
Well, let's make it easy without using the legal technicalities.
Yeah, sure.
Both Tao and King are charged with helping Chauvin do exactly what he did. And Lane is charged with not doing something to help George Floyd under the circumstances created by the other three. That's probably the best way I can explain it.
Exactly. So is that tough for Lane when all three are facing this at the same time?
No, I don't think there's basically any conflict between Lane and the other two. I never watched the entire video from beginning to end, but I don't think that Lane, based on where he was cognitive of what Tao was doing. And he, frankly, was with King, and probably his testimony, if given, will support King a little bit.
So King,
go ahead.
King and Lane were newer to this, right? Tao, more experienced. How much can they say, we're rookies, we're new? we're saying some things to our boss Chauvin or the supervisor at the time, but we can say we had to step in. That is the legal threshold, by the way, in Minneapolis. But it's one thing to have that as a legal threshold. It's still a lot tougher in the practice of what was happening.
I think that's right. There is a decided difference between Tao, Lane, and King. Lane and King, I think between them, had about 2 weeks' experience on the street. And Chauvin had trained them, as I understand it. Tao, the question with Tao is, I don't know whether or not Tao really ever looked back and was able to really cognize what Chauvin was doing, because he had his mind on the crowd, and that's a legitimate function because that crowd looked like they would come if not held back and try to help Floyd.
Yeah, just a reminder, and Joe laid it out. Officer Tao is the one who is trying to stop the crowd when the crowd is raising incredibly valid questions about what the hell are you doing? He's under control. Yep. You have him. And they, in my opinion, rightfully so, are very upset about it, which is different from the position the two other officers were in. Judge Magnuson. No, go ahead.
In fact, Lane made attempts to help him. Lane actually questioned what Chauvin was doing on two or three occasions, and then he jumped into the van and tried to give CPR to Floyd. I think the jury will have a very, very difficult job convicting Lane in this case. They'll have the same type of problem with King. And then Tao, I really don't know. I'd have to look at that video very close to come up with an opinion about what it was he knew about what Chauvin was doing.
Joe Freiberg is with us. Federal trial starting with officers King, Lane, and Tao in the death of George Floyd. Tell me your thoughts on Judge Magnuson.
Well, he's a great judge. I once tried a case in front of Judge Magnuson that lasted for 6 months. 6 months, that's a long time to be at trial. And I don't remember him ever losing his temper or being annoyed one time. And there was plenty in that six-month trial that could have annoyed him. That was the criminal case that arose out of the failure of Midwest Federal Savings and Loan. Man of great patience. I have never had a case where I walked out of a courtroom saying that Judge Magnuson had been unfair.
For the folks in St. Paul, including those who were worried about their business, who say this death, this murder happened in Minneapolis, why in the hell is it here? And I know it just randomly was assigned to Judge Magnuson, and he works out of St. Paul. Do they have any gripe about that? Is that fair in any way?
There isn't a whit of difference between the juries at federal court between Minneapolis and St. Paul. The physical location itself is so close. I just don't think anybody's got an argument. Remember, you draw a statewide jury in federal court that you don't in state court. I think that there will be I hate to use these terms, but you may end up with a redder jury this time.
Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get people you should get some people from outstate, from rural areas and suburban areas, which tend to be more conservative and more favoring of the police than you do in a city jury. Because if you try a case in Hennepin County, the vast majority of people are going to come from the city of Minneapolis. And that is certainly, we know from all kinds of statistics, certainly a far more liberal or cop not liking area than, for instance, Carver County, which is the most Republican county in the state.
Joe Freeberg is our guest talking about the federal trial of the officers. Likelihood, Joe, that we receive or we end up finding out and the jurors reach different guilty verdicts, let's say two guilty and one not guilty for the officers, or do you think there will be uniformity?
I think there may well be uniformity between King and Lane, but not necessarily with Tao. It's really two separate factual situations. And, talking to you, I wish I'd sat down and watched the whole tape, but I really didn't have a reason or the patience to do it and see to what degree I could say that Tao knew exactly what it was Chauvin was doing. I don't know if his view was blocked or what, but I don't think that the mere fact that the people on the sidewalk were screaming at him that Chauvin was doing something wrong, I don't think that fact alone puts him on notice as to what Chauvin was doing.
What is the likelihood that Derek Chauvin testifies in this case?
I'd say not any.
Zero.
I'd be really shocked. The only ones that would ever consider calling him would be the defense, and I just doubt that they'll do that. I mean, this is a guy who is the real problem. You put him on, the man is not worthy of belief. People would be very curious to hear what he says, but they wouldn't necessarily believe what he has to say.
The fact that he reached a deal already, his actions, obviously, as we've laid out, and all of us have talked about for coming up on 2 years, very different than the other three officers. But the fact he reached an agreement, does that play any part, you think, in jurors? And I know Judge Magnuson has already asked him that today. I've been following Rochelle Olson, trying to get them to say, can you separate Chauvin and what they're saying? But do you think that does play a part?
It will play a part, and the people who will say, I can separate those things, are the people who will be qualified for jury duty, at least in relation to that question. But that's a big question. I don't believe it will. They're going to separate themselves so much from Chauvin here that my guess is that is not going to be a determining factor in the case.
Judge Magnuson has talked about again today about 4 weeks. Does that seem about right to you?
Yeah, they're getting two days for jury selection. In federal court, you usually get about an hour. He's given them, he's looked at the situation and said, we can do this and we can do it in 2 days. If it goes over a little, so be it. But, I'd say probably 3 weeks in this case, maybe four.
Do you have a prediction on this one?
That's hard to do. But then again, you're not my bookie, so I can predict, and there's no downside.
That's correct. At least we're saying on air, I'm not your bookie.
I believe that Lane will certainly get acquitted because he did make attempts to help Floyd. I think the same thing might apply to King, and I just don't have an opinion in relation to Tao.
Okay, just from the positioning, whether he was looking back, I have watched the video a number of times. To me, he's looking at the crowd the entire time, but is certainly aware of what is taking place conceptually about what's going on. Does he know that George Floyd has stopped breathing the entire time? that's for him to answer, right? You know, that's
yeah, and remember that he has the presumption of innocence on that.
Yes.
That the jury really needs to presume that he didn't. And then you know, these types of things where people are arrested in the street, a lot of times, if they fight back, you get a crowd around it that is really hostile to the police, and the police have to keep their eye on them.
Last thing, the state trial got pushed back. What effect, if any, do you think this has on either outcome? On what'll happen with the state trial?
Well, my belief is that if these guys get convicted, there really is no reason for a state court trial. And if they don't, it'll be Ellison's decision if he wants to go forward.
If they're found not guilty,
the other way around.
Think? Yeah. But if they're found not guilty,
the state first.
Yeah, right. If they're found not guilty, is there any scenario where Keith Ellison doesn't keep going forward?
I don't know. I really don't. That I'm sorry, is a political decision. And to be cleared of not violating someone's civil rights and convicted on the same facts of murder, that wouldn't speak well for our jury system.
There's going to be a lot of political pressure, though, to keep going, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I think there is. I think if they're acquitted here, as far as I'm concerned, it is a wrong decision from a legal and moral standpoint to proceed. I'm sure as hell not an expert on what a good political decision is.
Stay healthy. Wish the best to your gallbladder. And
thanks.
We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks.
Joe Friedberg, 24 hours after gallbladder removal, but still on the show, giving us great info on day one of jury selection. We spent a lot of time in hour number one on Dave Hutchinson. We'll revisit that when we come back. So I would encourage you to podcast our show. I greatly, greatly appreciate it if you would do that. Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, Chad Hartman Show, Dan, as we tell you, often gives you segments or hours. You can do either one. I mention that here in particular because we spent two long segments talking about the latest news with Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson right at the start of the show before Jason joined us. And DeRusha was great, too. On this bizarre story out of Virginia where the reporter's hit by a car and an anchor just acts like it's no big deal. But the Hutchinson story is incredibly serious. And I get in life that we should be a society of forgiveness. We have addiction issues, which are powerful, that affect millions of people that may have affected us or people close to us. And I want to be a compassionate individual. We also have responsibilities and jobs, and they're not always equal. Now, when someone's behind the wheel and they're driving over 120 miles per hour, and they're drunk, it doesn't matter if you're the sheriff, you're the governor, or you're a 17-year-old kid, because you can kill people. You can kill yourself. You can gravely injure individuals. But on the repercussions, it does. And we can sit there and say that every person should be treated the same and every person in office should be treated the same and it shouldn't matter. Well, it's not that way. And a sheriff of the largest county in the state of Minnesota, a person who has come on this show every time we ask. So there's zero axe to grind here. So don't send me those texts because there's not a morsel of facts to them. But a sheriff who is doing this, doesn't have a seatbelt on, has his gun on. And then when officers find him and a car severely damaged, repeatedly lies that he was not driving the vehicle. And so the officers then start looking for others fearful. It's the middle of the night. It's winter. And I get it. When you're this far over the limit, your sharpness is not there. And who knows how jarred he was from the accident also. But there is a level of responsibility that Dave Hutchinson failed. He failed. That doesn't mean we all haven't failed in a big way in our lives before. And sometimes we get that opportunity again. And sometimes we don't. And I hope David Hutchinson lives 40, 50 more, 60, 70 more years, successful years. I just think at this point, considering the position, the information continuing to come out, and lying that he cannot do this job. Now, I've been told by multiple people know him well. I just know him professionally. That, and this was from people I talked to this weekend, that he has zero interest in stepping down. More of this information coming out? Could it play a part? I don't know. He's saying no comment when asked about these reports, latest information. His attorney, Fred Bruno, is saying nothing. So I'm not saying this is it. His life isn't productive moving forward. Absolutely not. And I hope he addresses any issues he's facing, including related to alcohol. And maybe at some point when he wants to pursue office again, that could be a possibility. But at this point, considering these actions and the import of his job, I think he should step down. I think the chances are basically zero that he's going to be reelected. And I get thousands of things are going to happen before then. And we all get distracted. But people are going to remember this when he's running for reelection. And if this wasn't going on, you know what? He probably wouldn't have been on this show. Because Dave Hutchinson was on this show many times talking about important issues. But he's not being visible in his job right now because people are going to ask about this, and he did the one set of interviews. Doesn't want to do it anymore. That takes away from what the job is. And he is very, very fortunate that he's okay and that everyone else is okay. But I don't think he can do this job anymore. I think this decision cost him that opportunity. Again, we talked about it more at length. Adam and Dan chimed in. We read a lot of texts. Podcast or show. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, the first two segments. Weather with Adam and then Chris Finch from the Wolves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.